mention the mandolin and I instantly think of Vivaldi's Concerto for Mandolin. I remember listening to it on my Walkman during a long, cold school bus journey from Johannesburg to the Drakensberg. Eventually, I'd listened to it so many times that the tape snapped. Vivaldi wrote over 500 concertos, but only two were for the mandolin. The Concerto for One Mandolin and the Concerto for Two. They were written in 1725, a particularly productive year for Vivaldi. He was 47 and was travelling at the time, conducting and performing works in the hope of winning a new commission. But he was still employed by the Pieta back in Venice, and they ordered Vivaldi to supply new pieces, which were then posted back to them. The Pieta was known for its early adoption of new instruments and playing techniques. Charles de Brosse, the French writer, said the girls of the Pieta could sing like angels and play the violin, the flute, organ, oboe, the cello, and the bassoon. In short, there was no instrument, however great it may be, that would daunt them. I wonder who it was who first played this concerto, as it's exceptionally demanding. The famous Anna Maria, for whom Vivaldi wrote many of his violin concertos, also played the mandolin. Perhaps it was for her. Vivaldi was aware that the instrument would struggle to hold its own over the size of an orchestra, so he crafted the concerto carefully. As you will hear in the first movement, there's a very simple orchestral ritornello, so that the mandolin is able to revel in the melody without being overpowered. Here's a lively new recording of this concerto brought out only last month. The first movement, Allegro, from Vivaldi's C major concerto for mandolin, is played here by Alla Tolkacheva with Arta Mandolin. That was the Allegro from Vivaldi's C major concerto for mandolin. It was played by Alla Tolkachevka with Arta Mandolin. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR 101.3.